Om Shanti. Good morning. So, as usual, we have Dilip Bhai with us to do the exercises for about 15-20 minutes. And then Arlene Ben will do her workshop today, so she will tell you about it. So, everybody can stand. Maybe in a line like yesterday.
Thank you. Om Shanti. Say, I will tell some tips. Proportion 1, 2, 3, 4. Half dinner, then proportion 2 times drink water, then proportion 3 times do yoga. And proportion of 4, laughing. Half dinner, 2 times water, take 3 times yoga, and 4 times laughing. Then we will get healthy, wealthy, happy. So we will laughing for health, for digestion, mind, body, and digestion. So yeah. Then I want to teach.
Thank you. doctrine that
he's doing. Yeah, he's doing the feminine part. He's doing the feminine part.
अरे कुछ अपनी man.
मेरा बाबा मेरा बाबा
मेरा बाबा मेरा बाबा
मैं बाबा का बाबा मेरा
मैं बाबा का बाबा मेरा
मेरा बाबा मेरा बाबा
मेरा बाबा मेरा बाबा
मैं बाबा का बाबा मेरा
मैं बाबा का बाबा मेरा
दिल टिक टिक दिल टिक टिक दिल टिक टिक करा रहा
टिक 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 टिक
टू रू रू रू
टू
रू रू रा
टू रू रू रा
दिल टिक टिक दिल टिक टिक दिल टिक टिक करा रहा
दिल टिक टिक दिल टिक टिक दिल टिक टिक
टू रू रू रू
रू
रू रू रा
टू रू रू रू
रू रू रू मैं हूँ ज्योति बिंदु
मैं हूँ
देवता
मैं हूँ देवता
मैं हूँ पूज्य
मैं हूँ पूज्य
मैं हूँ ब्राह्मण
मैं हूँ ब्राह्मण
मैं हूँ फरिश्ता
मैं हूँ फरिश्ता
मैं हूँ फरिश्ता
मैं हूँ फरिश्ता
आई एम अ लाइट
आई एम अ लाइट
आई एम अ माइट
आई एम अ माइट
आई एम अ डिवाइन इनसाइड
आई एम अ डिवाइन इनसाइड
आई एम निष्काम सेवाधारी
निष्काम सेवाधारी
आई एम अ निमित्त
आई एम अ निमित्त
निर्माण
निर्माण
मैं ट्रस्टी हूँ
मैं ट्रस्टी हूँ
मैं ट्रस्टी हूँ
मैं ट्रस्टी हूँ
मैं बालक का मालिक हूँ
मैं
मालिक का मालिक हूँ
मैं
बालक का मालिक हूँ मैं आत्मा शांत स्वरूप हूँ
मैं आत्मा शांत स्वरूप हूँ
बाबा साले भारत नृत्य करूंगी एंड आई एम गिविंग द साइलेंस वाइब्रेशन टू द होल बॉडी आई एम ए प्योर सोल Baba's pure vibration is coming me. And I am giving the pure vibration to the whole body. I am a master almighty authority. Baba's power is coming to me. And I am giving the power to the whole body. Then this exercise yoga is very systematic and you do daily constant practice and either method, timing, continuity, concentration. Method, you do daily continuity, constant practice, then you will feel healthy, will be happy. See here, in our Gyan Yoga, main enemy is, main vice is laziness. See, we listen more than yoga. This, when I wake up morning 3:30, I do 10 minutes exercise. Then I go to yoga. Then I feel no laziness. And otherwise, morning I feel I wake up 3:30. I go bathroom, wash body. Sometimes then I feel good and no laziness, and I can do yoga. Main boss laziness. So
main
Maya. First Maya. So I do practice daily, constant practice, then we will be home shanti. Thank you, Didi. Didi ka bahut bahut dhanyawad.
Thank you.
Your thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Just two announcements. What I've been told is tomorrow there's ring ceremony for first timers, 9:30 to 10:30. And it's in the meditation hall, but they will confirm again tomorrow morning. I'm just telling you. So I think we had a lot of first timers, even in the parents. So I'm sure they'll announce tomorrow morning. So it's 9:30 to 10:30, so you can come back here, you know, get it a little early so that you're here by at least 10:30, because tomorrow is our closing and Didi Nirmala will come. And so tomorrow we will have, you can give your realizations or experiences. Some of you, maybe those who have been coming to every session, right, sister? Maybe they can be chosen to come up and speak because they have done the sessions. And there will be question and answer. So if you have any really solid burning question, you know, you can ask Didi. She's very good about parents also. And then we'll have closing ceremony with she will give a talk. And then we'll have some toli, blessings, things like that. Okay? Now the second announcement is, most parents are not here, but you can pass on the message. All of you come mostly in December to Madhuban. And we are finding that increasingly it's being difficult for parents to come sometimes, you know, at this time. So we will be having, this is the third time that we'll be having a Hindi retreat in Kuala Lumpur. It's only in Hindi. So you have to be fluent in Hindi to understand. We write the things on the board in English, but speaking is only Hindi. There's no translation, which is very nice actually, because the flow is very good. So if you or any of your friends or back home, or even those who are here, if they would like to attend the Hindi retreat, this is the third one in Kuala Lumpur. It'll be in July. We probably start 16th July late afternoon, then 17th, 18th and 19th until lunchtime. So some people have told me this is perfect because they can take the weekend off from wherever they are and they can come to KL. Even people from Australia and all are saying it's good. So just wanted to put it in your, you know, note. Just make a note of it so that, you know, you see how it is in future. Because sometimes 1 hour is, 1 year is too long a gap, you know, to come and do all this kind of retreat. So I think 6 months is very nice. Yeah. It's okay? Yes? And I told you about the first timers ring ceremony tomorrow. And today afternoon, as you all know, as you've heard in the morning, again, you know, 5 to 5.30, they have reflective exercises. You can come even 5.15 if you like in the Harmony Hall. And then Surya Bhai is giving a class. And the topic is surrender in yoga, I think. Yeah, which is quite good. And then after that, we are having the gift ceremony, which is a ritual in Madhuban. Everybody gets gift. You will be shown the gifts, which one you like, so you decide on which one you want before you come to the stage, so that you don't waste time choosing and looking at the gifts. So you will be shown each and every gift from the stage. You know, the first timers don't know that maybe. So that'll be very good also. So I hand over to Arlene, Sister Arlene, for her workshop today.
So Om Shanti and good morning. We're quite a few, but it's okay. And everyone here speaks English. Yeah, okay, that's wonderful. Okay, so many parents were asking, when are we going to talk about the challenges, the trials, the obstacles that we are experiencing for us to reach or become Bapsaman? So this morning, we're going to explore that. What are these blockages? What are the trials, the tests that hinders us from becoming Bapsaman? So what we'll do now is we will group ourselves accordingly, but we would like couples, of course, to be separated. No? So this is what we'll do. We think so we will make four groups, okay? This is how we will do it. We'll start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. All the number ones will be in one group. All number twos, all number threes, and four. Is that fine? Okay, so brother, you can count now. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4. Okay, perfect. So now you can group yourselves accordingly. Okay. Yeah, but they have different numbers, sister. Okay. Yeah, they've got different numbers. Okay, so all number ones on this side, and then you can spread out all. Right. So what is your group? So that's why I'm sad that they will group accordingly. Some will stay here, some at the back, some here. You form your own circle. Two on that side. We need space, no? So you can have space to talk. It's all right, sister. They will find their way. Okay, four. Okay, three is here. And they have to be together for translation.
Number
this is
number
one.
Or two.
Two. Three. So three means, yeah. Maybe. The brother can have us. Okay. Yeah. So, sister, where is your group? You find your group.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just find your group now. You can just add. So we're solid. Okay. Okay. So moving on. You're okay now with your group? You make a nice circle so that the flow of energy will be nice. Okay? Okay. So this is what we will do. Okay. Everyone is set? Okay. So this is what we'll do. In this workshop, I will ask you to identify three burning or challenges, trials, tests, obstacles that you are facing right now as a parent. Because a Lalita Ben session focused on yourself, this time we will focus on our playing our parenting role. What are the obstacles? You identify and write. Okay? I will be giving you 10 minutes. This is a self-reflection, okay? And amongst the three, identify the first one that is more challenging, more pressing, and that is what you will share. But apart from identifying the challenges, trials, tests, whatever it is, second column would be, what are the yuktis or ways that you are doing right now? It has to be practical. Example, my burning challenge is my daughter stays so much on the mobile. Okay? She's adult, but it's fine. So my yukti is, you know, request some time off from the phone so we can talk. Like that. Those are practical. We have to go on the practical, the methodology on how you're addressing. Because if you feel that your burning or challenging situation is not yet addressed, we'll offer it to Baba later. And then some practical tips we can ask Didi tomorrow. Because Didi is very good also with practical yuktis on how to go about these challenges. Okay, so we will play soft music. And this is what we'll do because this is a silent reflection. So once you hear the music, that's the cue, no, that you have to wrap up. Okay, so now it's only individual. It's a self-reflection. So we give you 10 minutes, 11, it's 11 o'clock, by 11:10, you are finished. Om Shanti. We'll just break the session because sister here has an announcement to make. She's from the children's retreat.
Om Shanti. I'm just looking for the parents of Aryan from Australia. Not here. Not here. In the general retreat.
Okay, so let's resume. Okay, so Om Shanti, that song summed up, summarized what we're going through, and that says all. Don't worry, be happy. Because Baba, the Supreme Parent, is with us in this journey. Okay, amongst this group, you're all finished? Time was okay? Okay, so this is what we'll do now. Next is, in your group, I told you to pick the most challenging, no? So you will share that in your group. And then after that, is 15 minutes okay with you to talk amongst yourselves? The most challenging you can, is 15 more? So that, see, the point is, so that everyone doesn't feel pressured. Parents are always pressured. So here in Madhuban, let's just enjoy, chillax. The youth would always say chillax, okay? Yeah, so 15 minutes, okay? Okay, and then you will choose amongst yourselves a repertoire. One, a reporter who will report in the big group. Now summarize just what you've talked about. And then if this group already talked about, mentioned already what you will share, then you skip, no? So you skip and just share what they didn't share that you have in your list. Is it okay? Okay, so again, we will give you a signal that you have to wrap up through a song. Okay, Om Shanti. Okay, Om Shanti. The conversation, as I've noticed, is becoming more interesting. See, I told you, 15 minutes for Brahmins is not enough. You want more? 5 more minutes. Okay. Acha. Okay, once you're finished, you can take exchange trishti. Okay? So that would signal that your group is already finished. Just exchange trishti. So, Om Shanti, very interesting, you know. I've noticed even with the music on, you still continue talking. Well, anyway, I can't blame you because these challenges are really nice to talk about. Okay, so moving on, we will ask each group to report. But we will make it essenceful because we still have another activity that we have to do. And I think 10 minutes, we have to finish early because Lalita Ben has something to share. So let's see how we move along. But yes, brother said this clock is not right. This is late, brother, by 5 minutes. Okay, so interesting. And okay, so ready? Who is brave enough, Mahavir, to be here? Was he? A brother first. Okay. This is group number 4. Okay. So let's listen to group number 4.
Okay, Om Shanti. So our group, I think like every group, would probably have mobile phone as the biggest challenge. So thank goodness for that thing in the pocket. So different yuktis came out to counteract that. We limited time. We spend more time with children spend quality time instead of spending time outside in the office. Come back and spend time was one of the answers. Another answer was that we can give them more activities, different activities which are more physical. But it becomes a bigger challenge when they become teenagers, right? Because that's when you can't give them a lot of activities and there are fights between their younger siblings, etc. So that's another problem. To counteract that, there was, show them the sort of not the benefits, not disbenefits or the problems that we eventually face. And I think the children class is doing that, because I was in the children class yesterday and they were talking to children and saying the more time you spend on dead screen, your brain starts going dead. So I think they're communicating the same message. So hopefully if your children are there, they'll pick that up. Give them, and there was another point that ask them what activities involve them with them. So if they're girls, you get them into the kitchen, start cooking with them. You know, that kind of gets them off the mobile phone. If there are boys, you go outside and you play with them or something like that. And I think another problem was obviously YouTube videos, which is common again, linked to mobile phones. There was one solution that came out was you allow them to spend, you know, understand them as intelligent souls and allow them to do what they're doing by giving them some vibrations through water, through food, because brother mentioned that if we put vibrations in the food and we feed them with love, you know, sitting with them, will change their sort of, you know, attributes, and they'll start listening to you more and interacting. And the final bit from us was that there was a class Dadi Prakashmani was asked, how do we keep a balance of love and law? This is years ago, I heard it in one of the classes. And Dadi replied that love is law, you know. So that is one of the things that all the parents agree, that it's the challenges that we have to face more than them. So if they're involved in mobile phones, how do we go unlimited so we can give them enough love for them to transform? So love is the only way to transform. Okay, Om Shanti.
Okay. Thank you. Group number 4. Can we give them an applause? Okay, thank you so much. Okay, as much as you like to really listen, no, to all of this interesting sharing, let's just go back to just share one pressing. So here is the mobile phone. So the 3 groups shouldn't repeat the mobile phone. Okay? Yeah, because that's already one. Just share in the big group, because you already talked amongst yourselves, just one pressing challenge. Okay, so next group. Okay.
Oh, okay. That's a good suggestion. If you have another solution for that issue on mobile phone, then you have.
So, from the description, we collated our problems into one main problem, is attachment to the child, to summarize everything. So the one big problem is attachment. And the yukti for that is having the trustee relationship, the trustee mentality. And only then can we overcome the attachment problem. So the other kind of yuktis that are involved in that attachment and overcoming that is the ones that we found were most helpful is vibrations. So in our Amrit Vela, in our meditations, we send light to the child who probably hasn't had the depth of intellect or intelligence to build that bridge to Baba, to have that deep love. As adults, we find it sometimes difficult to connect with Baba, but a child, it's just a sentence they follow, like an instruction manual. So if we work on ourselves and our link with Baba is good and our meditation is good, then hopefully our vibrations and Baba's vibration in our Amrit Vela meditation will reach the child and they will get uplifted, and that will give them strength to suddenly change. So not finding a direct solution, put that away, turn it off, go to bed, but just a gentle touching, subtle touching from Baba. So that was one big thing we found as a yukti. And the other yukti we said is very important is food. Very, very important. So whenever we can make food in remembrance, whenever we can give packed lunches or lunches on field trips or any food that we can do, is make that as pure as possible, because, you know, we are what we eat, and if that food is full of Baba's love and vibration, then that will help as well. So I'll keep it short, and that's about it, I think.
Thank you so much.
Your group number, brother?
2. 2, okay, 2. Now, who's ready? Sister here. Okay. Your group number...
I can't remember. Were we three? We were three. Three. Okay, so, I mean, we had lots and lots of things that came up. Social media was one of them. But what I'm going to talk about is time and emotion. So I think all parents have faced trying to get their child to school on time and how not to get angry or irritated or shouting at them. So one of the brothers shared that if the child is late, then the whole day is basically goes off skew because he has to get to work and everything. So the way he deals with it is if he does feel that he's getting annoyed, then he tries to cool down, he goes back home. Luckily he can afford to go back home, and maybe take a shower, take some time out, and then start his day. Another brother shared about how, again, social media and the time spent on that, if the parents react in different ways, if one parent is more irritated than the other, that can be a challenge. And the way he dealt with it was to just take time out, step back, maybe go into the sit down, connect with Baba, and when things were calmer, to talk to the child. And that is very much connected with the other thing about emotion. So we had a sister who shared that she was busy in the center life, but also she wanted to be a good mother. So she did everything she thought that was right. You know, you get everything ready for them, their food, their lunch, the breakfast, everything. And now she realizes the one thing she never asked the child was, how do they feel? So the emotional well-being of the child, to take that into account. The other yuktis that were shared, somebody shared that they've always been quite detached. And maybe that she needs to be more involved with the child because she had five different roles that she has to focus on. And so the way she's tried to get closer to the child is to try and involve the child in things around the house, giving them chores, involving them in the center, reducing the time on social media by giving her chores, and also by organizing her own diary, her saved time. Yeah?
All the things, cabinet, everything, because all the nice and it's
easy. Okay. So she gets her to clean the cupboards and things like that. And also for herself, it was following Srimad. Amritvela came up, sending Sakash to the child. And also following Brahma Baba, using him as the example of being a parent. Okay, that's some of the things.
We are number one, Om Shanti, we are number one, but we're getting last chance to speak. it was very interesting to see, introspect myself. When I was thinking, when Sister Arlene told that, think about the challenges that you have, for a couple of minutes I thought I have no challenges in my life. I'm a perfect parent. But when I started listing out one, many came. So this is what Baba says, take out time to sit down and give more time so you get more. Of all the challenges we discussed among the sisters here, very wonderful discussions, what we come up with is, no matter what challenges you are having as a parent to deal with your child, see the end result. How do you want to see your child? You want to see your child as a growing Krishna, full of virtues, full of powers, full of everything, full of joy, happiness and everything. So the end result is very important. How do you want to see your child as? And you know, now then you see what is lacking in your child, suppose he is lacking concentration, lack of concentration, or lack of attachment to some tools like mobile phones, this and that, you see that he is going to overcome those things, see the end result. And then one of the sisters, they said, take out time as a parent when we have multiple roles. So when we go to work, so we play our work role, like whether doctor, lawyer, whatever. But as you step into the house, then you become a father. And then, that is the time, take 1 minute silence, and then you become a parent. So you come into the energy level of being a parent. Don't bring your work role into the house and just jump onto your child and say, do this, otherwise I'm going to punish you. the sister said, that is not only works for jumping from work role to a parent role, but it also check out other roles that you have, multiple roles. You have you can be a sister-in-law, you have a brother or sister, whatever roles you have. You take that 1 minute silence and see whoever interacting, and you come into that energy level, and then you interact. It was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you also for your, openness and trust of sharing what you're going through right now. This time, we're going to, for traffic control. Okay, Om Shanti, thank you so much. So this time, we'll form a semicircle. You can move your chair facing Baba. This is just to cement or let go of whatever burdens or the challenges that we had shared. So it will begin. Okay, brother, soft music. Om Shanti, sitting quietly. I turn my attention inwards. I take a deep breath and I feel that my body relaxes. In the screen of my mind, I imagine my body of light. I am facing Bap Dada in the subtle region. As I look in Baba's eyes, I can feel the purest love and how happy he is seeing me after that long drishti. He said through his eyes, "Child, what news have you brought?" I handed over the slip of paper where I wrote all the challenges, the trials, the tests that I am facing in my journey to become like him. As I'm doing that, I noticed Baba's drishti fall on the paper. And immediately, I noticed that what I've written
slowly is disappearing right in front of my eyes. It was a clean paper, as if nothing was written. Then I look in Baba's eyes, and in his drishti I can feel that he is saying to me, "All is well, my child. I am with you in this journey. You are never alone. Find time to be with me, and I'll always be with you." Such love of a father to a child. Then he said through his eyes, "It's okay. Everything will be okay." We continue that loveful drishti, filling myself with the purest love from my eternal Father. And slowly, very slowly, I come back to the awareness of this room. Om Shanti.
All right, so everything gone now, okay? Handed over to the Supreme Father. Okay, so part two. This will be the right side of our brain now. We'll do a creative exercise. Okay. So right in front of us is this big, you know, this very nice painting. It says, "In God's heart." Okay. So this will be the theme of workshop two. So when you read this or we talk to yourself, "In God's heart, who am I? How does Baba see me?" But we will... it will be in a picture or in an object. Is that okay? So at the back, right at the back of you, are colored pens, crayons, and paper. You draw one symbol that when you see that, that will be like a crest or an icon or a guide for us to be coming Bapsaman. So, example, it can be a lotus flower if you're a good artist, or it can be a star, it can be a full moon, it can be a river, an ocean, it can be a mountain, whatever. But you ask Baba how he sees me, how am I in his heart? Is that okay? So how many minutes you like? Just 5 minutes? Is okay to draw? Okay. Parents are very creative. I know you'll come up with a masterpiece. Okay, so Om Shanti. Materials are at the back.
मधुबन वाले बाबा, ओ मीठे प्यारे बाबा, तूने प्यार जो दिया है, तूने प्यार जो दिया है, भला कैसे भुलाएं, ओ मधुबन वाले पापा, ओ मीठे प्यारे बाबा, वही है ये वो बगीचा जहाँ रूहों को तूने है सींचा, वही है ये फुलवारी तूने खुशबू है जिसमें डारी, तू अनोखा है माली, तू अनोखा है माली, भला कैसे भुलाए, ओ मधुबन वाले पापा, ओ मीठे प्यारे बाबा, मधुबन का हर कण कहता मेरे आंगन बाबा रहता, तेरे ज्ञान का अमृत बाबा हर दिल पे बहता रहता, तेरे ज्ञान की धारा, तेरे ज्ञान की धारा, भला कैसे भुलाए, ओ मधुबन वाले बाबा, ओ मीठे प्यारे बाबा, तूने प्यार जो दिया है, तूने प्यार जो दिया है, भला कैसे भुलाए, ओ मधुबन वाले पापा, ओ मीठे प्यारे पापा।
Baba, this life is for you. We live in your lane and we die in your lane. Marna teri gali mein, marna teri गली में, जीना तेरी गली में, मरना तेरी गली में, मिट जाएगी हमारी, मिट जाएगी हमारी दुनिया तेरी गली में, दुनिया तेरी गली में, मरना तेरी गली में, मरना तेरी गली में, जीना तेरी गली में, मरना तेरी गली में। आए हैं तेरे दर पे हम जिंदगी लुटाने, तू देखे आना देखे, तू जाने या न जाने, पूरा करेंगे हम तो वादा तेरी गली में, मरना तेरी गली में। दिल से तेरी मोहब्बत कम उम्र भर ना होगी, दिल से तेरी मोहब्बत कम उम्र भर ना होगी, हम तुझ पे मर मिटेंगे, तुझको खबर ना होगी, मरने के बाद होगा चर्चा तेरी गली में, मरना तेरी गली में, मरना तेरी गली में, जीना तेरी गली में, मरना तेरी गली में, मरना तेरी गली में, मरना तेरी